Now, here is the thing that we need to note here, and it's very important to note. Will you notice verse 3? Now, chapter 7 of Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Now, there's something very interesting here. These people were going into the temple, and they were returning back to temple worship. But there was no change in their lives. They were living just like they did in idolatry when they were worshiping idols. It made no change in their lives at all. It was an outward revival at this particular time. Now, there came a time when it became a little bit more real than it is in this particular place. But now, it's nothing in the world but just that which is on the outward surface, and that is the thing that was taking place. Now, you'll see the attitude of these people, and that was the thing that concerned this young prophet, Jeremiah. And the people were saying something like this. Verse 4 now, he says, trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. Well, you can imagine how the people felt about all of this. Why, they were running around as they would come. My, look at the temple. Isn't it beautiful? My, didn't they do a good job in repairing it? My, isn't it nice to get back to the temple? Why, this is just like old times. Here they go. May I say to you, but there wasn't any genuine turning to God. And that's the thing that Jeremiah noticed. And he says, just don't trust these lying words that you're saying. You act as if this is the greatest thing in the world to be able to get back to the temple. But the fact of the matter is, they not only were getting back to the temple, they were also getting back to the services in the temple. And they instituted the feasts. They had the Passover feast. And believe me, they went through that. And if you would go back to 2 Chronicles and read about this particular time, it'll be very helpful. I won't take time for it, but you ought to begin in chapter 34 of 2 Chronicles and read right on into the 35th chapter, and you will find in verse 18 of chapter 35, there was no Passover like to that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet, neither did all the kings of Israel keep such a Passover as Josiah kept, and the priests and the Levites and all Judah and Israel that were present, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem in the 18th year of the reign of Josiah was this Passover kept. Now, friends, actually, this was great. This was wonderful. But this man, Jeremiah, detected that they were not changing their ways. They lived just as they did before. And now he actually refers back not to the Mosaic law, the Ten Commandments, but he goes back to that which the Lord talked about in Exodus after he gave the Ten Commandments. You'll find out, and when you begin in about Exodus 20, 21, 22, 23, along there, that he began to deal with life in Israel as it was lived and as people live today.